right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is, well, Sunday, May the 15th. Yeah, I got that right. 2022. Hour two of the show. We got Chuck on the line with us, and we're talking chickens. We're talking other stuff, too. Quickly, top of the hour, let me do some station keeping type stuff. We do have two chat rooms. I should have told you that last hour, but, you know, we use those. We don't use those. They're always there. If you want to know what's going on with the show, go there. You know, there are some links in there. Chuck's in one of the chat rooms. There's some other people in the other chat room. republicoftexas.chatango.com. And then there's the other chat room, which is the number two, republicoftexas.chatango.com. And, you know, hang in there. You know, you can find the links about what we were talking about. We talked about Randy Weaver and all the other stuff earlier in the first hour. So if you missed it, you may want to go back and listen to the show and or check out the clips. But we're talking about chickens right now, right? Because there's a lot of stuff going on. And before we get back to chickens, got to do this again, folks. It's crunch time at RBN, right? This is the make it or break it time. And if you're a satellite listener, well, your options might be skinnying down. And this isn't like an extortion type thing, right? But it's true. You know, everything that comes down from Galaxy 19, you know, is up in the air right now. How many channels have been lost in the last 10 years? Republic Broadcasting has to make some big decisions. So if you want to call into the show, right, or call into the network and tell them that you're listening via, you know, satellite, KU band satellite, it would be a really good time to do that if you want to try to keep that up there. Because as time goes by, well, things change. And I'm not in control of any of that. But, you know, I know Republic Broadcasting, RBN, would like to hear from you and like your support. There you go. That's station keeping. That was an awful lot there, Chuck. Sorry. You know, got to do it every once in a while.
Folks need to support, you know, people. If they want to have the information, if they want to have sources, they have to support them. I mean, everyone should pick at least one alternative media to support. I mean, there are, I wouldn't support Alex Jones again for nothing, but, there's David Knight, who's one of my personal favorites. There's RBN. You know, pick somebody and you know, give them a cup of coffee a week, you know, and just pitch in. If we don't, it's going to disappear. And we've got our new, Department of Truth.
Isn't that great?
Danny Nina.
Yeah, it's great. Mary Poppins on steroids or something, right? You know, but not really.
Under Homeland Security. Really? Oh, my.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about that, except for we're in a world of hurt when they determine.
I got a feeling this Mary Poppins didn't drop out of the sky. She probably came up from the ground, from the pits of hell. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hear more from her coming up, right? You know, that chick's insane. But I like to try to keep focused, and then I always remind myself. I mean, today you can look at the news and, my God, Chuck, we could be talking about this, we could be talking about that, we could be over here, right? But the important thing still comes back down to your prepping, I guess, right? How much food that you have back, how can you produce? What can you do? Can you do power? We're getting ready to go into another power problem. California is in a water problem. That's not going to be that bad, right, Chuck? You know, the fact that they have too many people and all their water sources are gone, right? They've mismanaged their water. Holy crap, they've shut down power. I don't know. You know, chicken seems like a pretty good solution. You can figure out what to feed those. You know, when everything else is shut down. That's just my thoughts. You know, I don't know if that's even realistic, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, like me, live in town. I really feel sorry for these people who have zero lot lines. I mean, they have absolutely no yard. Yeah, it's convenient for now, but I mean, half of my garden failed because I'm not sure why, but half of my garden failed. If you're planning on having a garden and you don't have the experience, you know, and the backup to survive if your garden fails, you know, I mean, I've got squash coming out my ears right now. But
that's good for chickens.
Yeah, yeah, and they're cannibals too. I mean, they're absolute cannibals. Did you know that? You can throw a chicken carcass to the chickens and they'll eat it. You know, but.
I think the only thing that I've found that I have not seen eating chickens yet are armadillos. You know, I've caught my white-tailed deer eating chicken, chickens eating chicken, fire ants eat chicken, everything eats chicken, but I have not seen armadillos. Doesn't mean that they don't eat chicken too eventually at some point.
Everything tastes like chicken when you get right down to it. Rattlesnakes, you know. Everything tastes
Hey, Chuck, you know, maybe they're trying to destroy the chicken, you know, our availability to basically meat products so that we will be driven to lab-grown chicken products, just like they're doing lab-grown beef and everything else. I'm sure that's in the works, too.
Yeah, and, you know, they're trying to do away with all of our animal agriculture. Ice Age Farmer is one that I highly recommend. That everyone go out and look him up, called the Ice Age Farmer. He kind of stays on top of all this around the world, the attack on all of our agriculture. They're even trying to force vegetable agriculture indoors, you know? And
Chuck, I thought it just hit me, you know, how are they going to get rid of beef over in India? Because that's like one of their sacred animals. They don't eat them, I guess, but you know.
Hey, it'll be a lab-grown god, right?
You know, maybe
not in the bag. You sit there and you pour water into your little mix, stir it up, and all of a sudden you get a god. Hey, look, it's a cow from a bag. Woohoo! I don't know. Maybe they won't do that, but maybe they will. You know, you really could never tell. I heard yesterday that the people over in India are cutting off exports of grain. So all of a sudden they're the second largest producer of grain, and they're going to cut that. You're not going to feel that today, right, Chuck? But next year, it's going to be felt all around the world because that grain isn't going to be used to make your Wheatios or your chicken McNuggets or whatever, because there's a lot that go into these new chicken products. And it's amazing all the different chicken products they sell. They sell, what's it, breaded circle chickens, they sell dino chickens, they sell finger chickens, straight strip chickens, just dip. I mean, every shape and size of chicken nugget thing is out there, and some of them might even contain chicken, you know. I don't know, it's but that industry is going to be gone next year, or maybe even sooner than that, but we'll see. It'll just become unavailable and we'll have to go back to fried chicken.
Kind of interesting that the two most affordable meats are chicken and pork, and across the world, you know, we've had all these swine flu, you know, and a swine Ebola in China, and there's a lot of speculation right now that China is trying to force, you know, to stop all of the small pork production because of this supposed, you know, swine flu, and they're trying to force all of their pork, you know, to be raised inside. Here's the thing: if you can, what was that saying from? Who's that damn Jew? Henry Kissinger. You know, he who controls the food controls the people.
Mm-hmm. And they've lined it up so perfectly, right? So perfect. Well, I don't know how perfectly they've lined it up, but it is lined up. You know, the food supply is going down. Hey, look, it's attack cats. You know, I guess they need chicken. But anyways, they've lined it up perfectly.
No, the phrase Soylent Green keeps rolling around in the back of my mind as time progresses.
Oh, hey, here was something that came across my radar. You know, they're all the organic farmers, right? And you have some certified organic. And the government came out and said that biosludge, which is made from, you know, human waste from the cities, you know, was organic. And now it has destroyed a lot of the organic farmers' properties because now it's come out that it's extremely toxic. And now they poisoned their soil with the heavy metals and all of the chemicals, yep, and everything that was in that biosludge. The government says, oh, yeah, this is organic and safe to use. And these people believe the government. And now the government is telling them, you can't sell your produce because it's toxic. Because the enzymes and the chemicals, you know, it does uptake into the vegetables. And it is, I came across that one, oh, man, how would you ever believe it? Biosludge, you know, could be organic.
I experienced that firsthand, Chuck, up there in Arkansas. They were taking the biosludge from the wastewater reclamation plants, and they've got these looks kind of like a propane truck, but you know it's got the big tires on it, and it had a set of plows in the back, and they would go down and they would drive along the fields, and they would inject this stuff like 8 to 12 inches into the ground. And you talk about stink, and I mean, gulls just flocking in and sitting on fields, you know, because of the smell, I guess it drew them in.
Yeah.
And, and then come to find out that it's all full of all those toxic heavy metals and everything. I got a good idea that might be why one of my dogs, actually, I know he had some tumors in him when he died. I'm pretty sure that might have been a very big, because I ran around in these river bottoms all the time, you know, and it got into the, you know, of course, it's low-lying. You know, the water table isn't too far down, so it's in all the sloughs and everything else and all the water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize at the time.
How can corporations get rid of toxic waste? Well, you convince someone else that it's good for something and sell it to them, you know.
Put it in your water,
yeah. I mean, like I say, the world has just gone absolutely insane. There's no facet of our lives today that is just normal anymore. Anything.
No.
And I'm getting liars. I can't watch television. I mean, I am sick and tired of every show has to have its obligatory 50% gay or, you know, everything's, you know, everything is mixed race. Everything is anti-white, anti-male. One show after another.
About organic farmers and trying to raise good, clean plants or animals. How can you do that unless they're in a super hyper, you know, HEPA-filtered environment because all the crap dropping out of the skies? We can't do just a hell of a lot about, can we? You know, I mean, you can be as organic as you want to, but if that crap is falling, you know, folks, this sounds crazy, but I've seen this stuff. I've seen the different makeups of the trails. Some of it turns into these freaking tendrils, and you can see it. You wear blue blocker sunglasses, which cuts out the blue glare. You can see this crap. It's almost like rain falling out of the sky at times.
I'll have to try that. But, yeah. I mean, I have my own compost, you know, from my chickens and my rabbits that I put in the garden. I won't buy commercial fertilizers because I don't know what's in it, you know. And, in fact, I'm going to have to start giving some of this mulch away. I've got so much of it. Yes, I hear you, big guy. Rooster out there. He's so full of himself. I call him Rooster Cogbird.
Yeah. I always like them, especially when they give their lives to kill or fend off predators. You know, that's part of their job. I've seen that a bunch while I was raising chickens. Dog comes in, starts playing with the hens, and, well, you know, there's an equalizer. That's a rooster. That's why they have cockfights, right? Those things can get pretty dang nasty. But chickens aside, well, I guess it's all about chickens today. You know, when we were talking about organic, it was a fascinating thing happened. And I think here's another problem with the whole organic thing. When in the early aughts, when the practice of organic farming first, well, not really first started, it probably started in the 70s, 80s, you know, when the hippies decided there might be an older way, a better way to grow fruit than the NPK type method of squirting chemicals on them. They came out with that standard, the first one, the organic standard for the FDA standard, I think it was. But then there were other standards. There was the Oregon standard, and then I think that there was a Washington and a California standard, and you could get approved to be either one of those. And everybody knew that at the time, the Washington standard was better organic standard, and you'd have to test and do everything. The gang FDA came to Fredericksburg, but I get ahead of myself. I came here in like 2008, I think it was. It was 2008. I went to the feed store and I said, I need some organic rabbit pellets and I need some organic chicken feed. And they looked at me as the stupid hippie I was and said, what's organic? I go, oh, crap. Where the hell am I? Right. And, well, fast forward to 2000, you know, everything's organic around here right now, and that's all the yuppies will eat. I guess we can call them other things besides yuppies, but we could call them that. But the FDA came over to my feed store, the one that I bought all my stuff from, and I wasn't getting organic from him. I was getting natural, and he knew the sources of all the you know, parts that were in it, and he was mixing the feed, and it was kind of pricey compared to the normal feeds, but, you know, we got it. So the FDA came over, Chuck, right, and they said, I need a list of all your customers that buy, you know, your natural and organic stuff, and I need their addresses and their phone numbers. He looked at them, right? This was the Werner warehouse. Before Alan remodeled it and turned it into a restaurant. But the Werner warehouse is just stacks of feed everywhere. And he looked at him and he goes, well, we don't keep those kind of records. He says, well, you better get them. He said, no. Right. But that's when they were starting to push in the Animal Identification Act. And they were trying to track all these people that were doing stuff. Don't know where that's gone. I know the NAIS, the National Animal Identification Act, that's in there, and it's been all over the place, and we don't know. They're tracking us. You know, they're tracking some people, but what do they even care? I don't know. We're in a world of hurt there, Chuck. World of
hurt. That farm to fork push, where they're even trying to get it where, you know, lettuce, you know, if you're going to sell produce, because, oh, my God, we've had E. coli, you know, in the lettuce. Well, what were you fertilizing with? You know, people say, oh, you know, we got an E. coli from the lettuce because of the people say, oh, it's those dirty, illegal aliens. No, I think it's a biosludge again.
Right.
How do you get E. coli in vegetables? Now, the thing about vegetables, they do uptake, you know, microorganisms. When I lived in Spain as a child, we couldn't eat the local produce because they use human waste, you know, for fertilizer. And they were accustomed to it, but it'd make Americans really sick. And so we couldn't eat the local produce, nor drink the water, of course. And I asked Mom why, and she said, because they use human waste, and it gets up, and the enzymes are pulled up into the plants, and they make you sick, you know. So,
if you're not acclimated to your local environment, you don't have the proper gut biome to deal with stuff like that. It's like, how can the Mexicans drink the water down in Mexico and not get Montezuma's revenge? Because they're acclimated to their local environment.
It starts with mother's milk, you know. It starts absolutely with mother's milk. But we're destroying our biosphere so quickly.
Yes, we are. Hang on, folks. That's the music. We'll be right back. Hey, Dave in Michigan, I got your text. I'll address a little of this, that when we get back. We are going to the phones really quick. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We're back. A short segment coming up. I got a text a little bit ago. Actually, I got a couple of them from Dave. And, you know, he kind of puts out this question. That's a shocker, GMO rabbits. I think he's talking about your hybrids that you're raising over there from the Texas A&M. I'm pretty sure he knows the difference, and he's just making fun of GMO versus hybrid and natural breeding. But what would be a genetically modified rabbit? What would you do? Would you want it to have a big old beefy back and super limbs so when you cut it up, you know, no, that's a leg. You can just, you know, I don't know, make it into turkey size. Be funny. But anyways, that's funny. And then, yeah, I won't say the next one because I don't know what that – is actually there. But thanks for listening, Dave. You know, appreciate you guys up there in Michigan. Let's go to the phones and let's break it up with another Texan. Hey, Andy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
All right.
Gentlemen, you are propagating a seriously awesome show there, and you got the background noise of the chickens and stuff, and we're topicking chickens. you got me to chime in because we're talking about the food supply, and it's amazing that, you know, 28 of our food processing plants have been destroyed, and they shut down the largest formula producer in Michigan, in the United States. They shut it down because of three, perhaps, deaths that may have, allegedly occurred from their product, and that happened. But then in the background, you see vertical farms coming up, and then we see a familiar name. You know, Bill Gates is there. It's vertical farms, and they're going way up, you know, 5-6 stories in the buildings, greenhouses, got their own grow lights. They're growing their lettuce and all different sorts of vegetables and stuff. The one key thing about that is that they're injecting mRNA into these. They genetically modified the lettuce and the veggies that they're putting out with mRNA in there. So it's like you're going to get vaccinated whether you want to or not. Now, the key suppliers, well, the key resell people are Kroger and Walmart. Now, if that's not enough, let's go to we have this shortage in formula. Now what we've got is Bill Gates once again. He's got to start a company, put $16 million into this thing, and what they're doing is they're taking nursing mothers and they're borrowing their milk, if you will, buying their milk from their teats, and then they're genetically modifying it. Yes, and he's genetically modifying it and making his own synthetic mama's milk. This is, I mean, it's just amazing that they're taking one structure of life, and as they destroy it, you know, they're building back better. As they destroy one part of our life, they're bringing us a new system to it. And I just thought that might add to you guys' conversation. There you go.
You know, Andy, it's like, you know, I heard a while back, you know, that they had genetically modified cattle that could produce human milk.
Yeah, well, they also... They've also mixed goat and spiders together to get Kevlar. Because the webs, the milk comes out in a web. Have you heard that one? Oh, my God. Yeah. I just went Alex Jones
goes,
on you.
It goes along with Alex Jones, you know, glowing monkeys. Yeah.
No, yeah, so what if it's real?
Yeah, sorry, well, what is real in this world? Hey, gentlemen, I'll let you go with that one because you probably got a lot of questions. What a great show. Y'all are doing a fine job. Hey, Chuck, what a sound mind. We sure appreciate you out there. You guys have a good day.
Yeah, we do appreciate you, Chuck.
Well, he was absolutely spot on. I mean, yeah, everything he said is true. And
Well, he actually listens to a lot of what you do. He's a big Ice Age farmer guy, you know. So, but yeah, Andy's one of our favorites. What do you think? I mean, he did touch on a whole bunch of stuff. Is Bill Gates really buying breast milk from women and then, you know, genetically modifying? Isn't that weird and sick and perverted? You know, but I guess in the name of science, right?
Is a whole different term.
Well,
yeah.
All you have to do is look for any threat to human life, and you'll find Bill Gates behind it. He's always in there, always.
I wonder if Melinda knew that he was that evil, you know, when she married him, or if she was part of that whole thing from the get-go, right? You know, maybe was Melinda Gates. Part of the evil network, or did she just pop in that? Where did she come from, right? You know, was kind of curious. You know, we know the evil of Bill.
Steve, you know, I think I talked to you about this subject. You know, we need a website. Somebody needs to anonymously make a website, you know, to out these bad people. You know, where is Bill Gates? Where's he going to be? Where's his boat? You know? Start tracking these people. Start, you know, and it's like they're ghosts. We never know where these people are. You can't find out. It'd be nice if we started, you know, outing these people and had a website that said, hey, Bill Gates is going to be here. And here's his line of travel. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but you also used two terms there that don't go. You said anonymous website, and there ain't no such thing on the Internet. I'm sorry.
That's true. You know, whoever makes that website is going to be targeted real quick.
Yeah, there's some things you can do, but we're not going to get into them today. Hang on, folks. Modern segment coming up, Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Okay. This radio and had to switch rooms. I got kicked out of the living room. It's funny when you're broadcasting, you have your favorite.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up there, Steve. You still there with us, Chuck?
That might have just changed. I'm breaking up, I'm told. So hang on a second. How about that? Can you guys hear me now? Alan? Are you
there?
Yes,
your Verizon signal is coming in just fine.
Yeah. There's no Verizon. No, I was just saying I got kicked out of my main room, and I'm moving to an alternate location. And so, whatever. It's going to be okay, folks. It's funny when you live in that kind of a world. I was thinking about, callers, if you guys want to call in, feel free to do so. The phone number is... 1-800-313-9443 is the 800 number. Now, when you do that, it costs the network. So if you have unlimited minutes, please don't do that, right? You can call 512-248-8252. That'll get you here. You know, that won't be as expensive. Actually, I don't believe that there's any charge to that to the station at all, right? But the 800 number, it does, take stuff. Genetically modified. Fascinating, right? Or is it? Andy was saying something the last thing that I don't even know that is true, right? He talks about They're going to genetically modify everything, and that way you are vaccinated. Well, I guess that's a stretch, is what I kind of think. You know, genetically modified means that a genetically modified organism will be ingested by your body. Correct me if I'm wrong, Alan or Chuck. It doesn't matter. But that doesn't mean that you're vaccinated. They'd have to create a genetically modified organism that contains somewhat the vaccine or something like that. It's probably going to be possible in the future, but I think that's a stretch. Any thoughts on that, Chuck, Alan?
I will put my two cents in. I kind of have an idea of scientific advances. I know what it was back when I was involved in it, and knowing that it is vastly increased, especially with computers everywhere and the crunching capability and the prediction and the genetic manipulation techniques and everything, I would say yes, Steve, that it is out there. It's probably already has been introduced. We've just not been told about it. And if it's not already been introduced, I can guarantee you that deep in the depths of DARPA and all the other scientific organizations, that yes, it's there, it's being done, it's known how to be done. It's just how to introduce it and get it out to the general population.
Well, I just posted an article on the Chat Tango. The future of vaccine may be in your salad. And the University of California, Riverside is working on exactly that. That's just one article. You know, it's all over. Bill Gates has talked about that forever. You know, any way that he can get vaccines into people, because he knows vaccines kill. He wants to kill everybody.
Well, it's like you see products with, like, you know, it'll say no MSG on it. It's like, well, gee, they just allowed them to rename monosodium glutamate, and now they're calling it glutosodium monomate. You know, same crap, they just rename it, and, oh, no, it didn't have MSG in it. But, you know, if anyone who's sensitive to it can eat something that has no MSG, and they can tell, you know. Folks, we're in a lot of trouble. We've been lied to about damn near everything, and everything is being more and more and more controlled. Unless you are growing it yourself as organically and honestly as you can, you know, you don't have much of a chance of getting good quality food out there anymore.
Well, they've
changed
the labeling, where you can call something beef that's not beef. You can call something honey that's not honey coming out of China. Oh, I'm getting bees. On the 17th, I go down and pick up some bees. I guess I want them for the pollination, and I also want them for the honey. I had another thought that just hit me, and it just went away just as soon as I said that. At Walmart, they're selling flowers that have been treated with an insecticide that's a neurotoxin. At Home Depot, and it will absolutely wipe out the bees. It's treated with a neurotoxin. If they
we live in a world where your bag of flour now has warning labels on it. That flour is a raw food product. It must be cooked before eating it. So people are actually gotten so stupid after flour's been around for how long we've been living on it, and now that you've got to be told not to just reach in the bag and shove it in your mouth, you know, uncooked. I mean, we live in a very, it's a sad world.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, let's go to Wisconsin real quick. Murr, welcome aboard. How are you today?
Oh, hi. Yeah, it is a beautiful world, actually. Beautiful Earth. You know, it was like still winter on the 9th of May, and then suddenly it was hot and humid on the 10th, and there was a big thunderstorm that night. So the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, and by yesterday, all the trees were in full leaf. I mean, everything just exploded, and all the birds. So I went for a two-hour walk yesterday, you know, a couple miles through the woods and the fields and everything, and violets. And I mean, it's a gorgeous earth we live in. It's the political world that's pretty messed up, you know. But if you can live through all participation from it, you're really well off. But I have a really good chicken story. I have two Plymouth Rock hens left. They're 8 years old now. You know, they're nice big hens. And I call one Perry Orpy and one Perry Huddy because one was a blonde Orpington was her mother. You know, she has a smaller comb and lighter around her head, and but otherwise looks like her daddy. And same with the Hudson, except she has a bigger comb, and her mother was a red Hudson. So anyway, this Perry Orpy, this chicken is a miracle chicken. You know, I have comfrey, and, you know, you get the right comfrey, and it spreads, and that's a problem in urban areas, I guess, but you let it go everywhere. I have it all through the field, and it's coming up, and that just started to finally pop up on the 10th, too. You know, and it's good for, I put an article in the Chitango also. You really need to see that because it's from Australia, so it goes through all the blah, blah, fear-mongering, and then you read what really happens with comfrey, okay? How it actually builds the liver, you know. Anyway, so this poor little chicken, I got chickens in 2012, and these chickens were, you know, the second brood, so they were in 2014, and I don't eat, you know, I eat eggs if I have them, especially once in a while, you know, if I need the protein, but I'm not dependent on, and like in the winter, I don't put a light on them, you know. But so anyway, she's about the size of a pigeon. All these, you know, chickens were about the size of pigeons, and I had a bunch of cats that had been brought out here from New Jersey to live out their days, right? And one of them, you know, grabbed her by the side, put a big hole in her side, come, wow, wow, you know, mouthful of chicken to show me, you know, and it was about pigeon size, like I said, so she's real proud, you know, and I told her what a good hunter she was and took it out of her mouth, and and I thought, you know, chickens don't usually survive stuff like that, right? Everybody knows chickens don't heal well, right? So I put her back in with everybody and just picked a whole bunch of comfrey and put it in there with them. Well, she survived. And the first year, she was laying goose-size eggs. And the second year, she was laying pigeon-sized eggs. And now she lays normal-sized eggs. So she healed, you know. And this comfrey is amazing stuff. It's just tremendous, you know. So really need to look into that. But also, too, and this was the thing I was talking about on June 22nd when Statmiller blew his top about a complete protein, and he went on to say, oh, amino acids. Well, that's what I was trying to say, but he didn't let me finish. You know, the body makes the majority of them, but the rest of them you can get from beans and legumes and grains, you know, combination. It doesn't even have to be eaten at the same time, and nuts. But this is important to know because don't let them make you panic, okay? We can take care of ourselves as long as you know all these things and you learn what grows around you wild. You know, I mean, I was talking about the violets. Guess what? They're edible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Hey, Bert, thanks for the call. I got a couple other people that I want to try to get on
before
bye-bye. The end
thanks.
Of the show. Super chicken stories are always wonderful.
And okay. Require rain to fall on your property. On the land for things to grow, which thunderstorms, I don't even almost
we
know
haven't.
What one of those is anymore.
Yeah, you got any follow-up on that there, Chuck, or should we just move to the next call?
Well, just real quick, if you notice the difference between watering, you know, your garden with city water and when it rains, I mean, oh, quick note, anybody who wants to store water, the best way to do it for a prepper is get a cheap above-ground pool rather than these tanks. It costs a damn much. And that's what I'm watering my garden with right now is the pool water from last year. And once it's drained into the garden, I'm saving city water, and all the chlorine and chloramine have burned out of this water. And it's nice and green and full of all kinds of micro everything. And I'm just siphoning it over into my garden and using that. Okay.
All right. Hey, let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Bang. There you are, Sherry. How are you?
Yeah, hello, fellas. You know, Chuck, I wonder if the difference in the newer pellets has to do with, because aren't pellets mostly made out of alfalfa? There's a big ingredient in rabbit pellets.
Yes, that's the main ingredient, yeah.
Because, you know, the, whatever, the... Food and Drug Administration or the Agriculture Administration, they approved GMO alfalfa. There was really no reason to do it, but they approved it, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That.
But Marjorie Wallcraft has some information about just, you know, I don't know how limited you are on your places where you can grow, but she feeds hers just, I don't think she even buys pellets, you know. She throws certain legumes in there and other stuff in there for them to eat, but I don't raise rabbits because I can't stand to kill them. I'm just a wimp, you know. But what else was I going to do? Oh, and also, I have heard that because of the GMO stuff in the grains, that is actually making the affecting the fertility of the chickens. Is one reason that you don't get broody hens so much, and you know, that kind of stuff.
Ooh.
But anyway,
very possible.
And anybody listening that didn't listen to Ingrid's second hour last night, she, you know, young women that are looking for a formula, she had a good program on, you know, restarting your lactation. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but it is possible.
That's damn funny. Well, it's important, right? But it is.
Oh, well, so, dude.
I just found the concept of what did she call it, a lactation counselor or something like that?
the lactation lactate vest.
Yeah.
But it is important, you know. But I don't understand these women that don't try to nurse, because, you know, you establish such a bond with your child and gives them the best start. But I have some information from Dr. John Ray Christopher, who died in 83, I think. So this information has been around a long time, because he was... And it says that a baby doesn't even develop all their gastric juices until they're like 18 months old. You know, so.
Yep.
But she was saying the Weston A. Price Foundation has a recipe for, you know, for making baby formula. But I think you start out with preferably raw goat's milk, and then add.
Hey, thanks for the call there, yeah, Sherry. We've got one more I want to try to squeeze in and maybe round this up with Chuck real quick. A lot to cover there. You want to add anything to that, Chuck?
No. I mean, I think she put it real well, and I also had heard that goat's milk was the start for baby formula.
Yeah. I know. We got a lot of smart people out there. It's crazy. We got a lot of idiots out there, too, but they're not listening, most likely. Maybe they are. Who knows? Jared in Louisiana.
I believe I heard Ted Brower talking about, that they actually used, you know, raw organic, you know, goat's milk, and they added, you know, a little bit of cod liver oil and some vitamin E and, you know, a couple other just, you know, a few essentials to it. But that, goat milk is kind of a universal replacement for a lot of animals on this planet.
Yeah, we did bring you on there, Jared. I just jumped the gun a little bit. So welcome to the show. You want to talk about breast milk?
No, I was going to talk about vaccines. A lot of people say the vaccines are horrible. But one thing I think, I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you this. If you're worried about the vaccines, any vaccine, not just the one that's recent, stop eating sugar. And move around. See, I'm in my early 50s, and I'm a soccer referee, so I run miles. You got to stop eating sugar, and nobody's going to sue me except Big Sugar, and they can bet them be culo. And but you got to stop eating sugar, and you got to start moving around. And you start eating vegetables. I see so many unhealthy people say, "Oh, I don't like onions and garlic because it makes my breath smell bad." Well, maybe that's why you're unhealthy. Eat your vegetables. Eat peppers, onions, carrots. Eat all healthy stuff and move around. Don't just sit around. And your body's going to handle it. And drink a lot of water. Drink at least
garlic,
2 or 3 liters of water a day.
Have a lot of sulfur in them, and that's another thing. One of those minerals that's missing from our diet. That you know, that used to be available from a lot of the vegetables that you ate. But once again, things that have been depleted and things that our body are insufficient of, yes. You know, onions and garlic, very good for you.
Absolutely. And drink more water and stop drinking sugar. Don't, especially stop drinking things that have that it's not sugar, but
they stopped saying diet soda. They now call it zero. It's not aspartame. Yeah. It's like Splenda crap or something like that. But it's evil. You know, those marketers are always going after us, Jared, you know, and they're tricking people left and right. And I don't think anybody that's on this, call on the show right now drinks that stuff, right? That's crazy. We probably all don't drink soda together. You know, that's just it's not a thing.
Well,
good. Hey, but you know what's funny? And I'm glad you called. You were talking about cane sugar a couple weeks ago, and I got an email from another listener that wanted to talk about cane sugar, and I can't pull up his email right now. I'm away from my computer, but next week maybe we can continue on the conversation about, you know, the sugar and sugar cane and stuff like that, because it's probably something that we need to expand on, or at least discuss. You know, I don't care about sugar much myself, but it's really useful if you want to make your homemade alcohol. You know, is that good?
Right.
Well, you know, I the first booze that I ever distilled was out of cane sugar that I bought like 10-pound bags and, you know, fermented it. Well, not really fermented it, put my yeast in it, and it ate all the sugar and turned it to alcohol, and then I distilled it. Right. So technically, or that process was Alan and I wanted to try to run his tractor on alcohol. And we never quite got there, but maybe someday in the future. so maybe it is useful.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we could do that.
Cool. Yeah. Anyways, hey, thanks for the call. I'm going to get back to Chuck for the last few minutes, and we will talk sugar. It's sugar, baby.
Let's talk alcohol on one. I want to hear all about this, making your own booze.
Okay.
I do have a reflux still. Haven't made it in a while.
Hey, I guess we got a straggler on the line. Well, he's not a straggler. He's Art in Georgia. Come on in. Let's say hi. Hi, Art.
Hey, I'll be a straggler. Why not? Hey, I want to talk about chickens versus rabbits. I quit raising chickens because, first of all, and this is just my personal view, it takes too much space to raise chickens per bird. You need too many square foot per bird in order to do anything. Plus, rabbit is a lot higher in that animal protein that you need. You get a much higher protein level with rabbit than you do with chicken. Three, you don't have to compost chicken poop. You have to compost chicken poop, whereas rabbit poop goes straight from the cage to the garden. Now, what I do is I have a breeding pair, and I breed them. And when the babies are three, what I do is I feed my breeding pair real greens, fresh picked every day. Every day they get fresh greens picked. I got more going than I could ever possibly eat, more than they could eat. So I feed them real greens every day that I pick for them. So that way, after the babies come out of the nest, as the babies are coming out, they're getting started on real greens right away. Then when they're 3 months old, they're ready to leave the mama. I have a half of an acre field out here that's fenced off. It's critter proof. It's predator proof. It's rabbit proof. Nothing gets in. Nothing gets out unless I let it in or let it out. And when the babies are 3 months old, I cut them loose out there, and there's more food growing out there than they could ever eat. This way, I let them grow up until they're 6 months eating. I'd never have to feed them, nothing. Just make sure they got water. They got plenty of food. Don't have to worry about that. So it's real super cheap to do it this way. And one doe can produce between 200 and 300 pounds of protein-rich meat per year. You can't get that out of chicken.
Yeah, but Dave, go ahead.
One good thing about chickens is that grasshoppers grow even when there's not a lot of rain, so they can run around and catch grasshoppers. And if you ain't got a lot of rain, which we don't around here, there's not a lot coming up out of the ground for anything else to eat. I mean, the deer, we got just enough rain lately that there's just a little bit of green coming up, and the deer are actually looking a little more healthy. But, man, for a long time, they didn't have anything except for what we supplemented them with and what they could scrounge. I mean, when they get to eating prickly pear, you know that it's getting really hard on them.
Really, where you live.
About rabbit meat is it is actually too lean. It's a great meat, but you do need a source of fats to supplement. That's what the eggs are for in our diet. The eggs supply the necessary fats. If you eat just rabbit meat, it's just too lean. There's just not enough fat in it to have a balanced diet.
I hunt and trap.
Okay. Get a possum. Fat on them.
Oh yeah, I eat a lot of possum. I eat probably two or three possum. Yeah, I eat probably two or three possum a month.
Well, we'll have to change possum recipes then, because I tried eating possum and I figured out it could probably be made edible, but I never really figured out a good recipe for it back when I was trapping and everything up in Arkansas.
I make a mean possum stew.
You and Granny Clampett.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I want to go back to talk about breast milk, not possum. No, okay, well, maybe not.
Well, on the topic of that, one thing for people to keep in mind, goat's milk is the closest thing you'll ever get to mother's milk.
Yeah. I guess goat prices will go up. You know, they're trying to keep goat prices down, you know, saying, whatever you do, there's no formula, but don't make your own. Really?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, what am I going to do with this baby?
Anyway, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great weekend, and nice hearing from you again, Chuck.
All right, brother. Hey, good to talk to you. All
right. Thanks, Art. Really appreciate it. So, what did we learn this day, Chuck? Anything? Did we learn? Did we have fun? Did you have fun? I'm glad to have you on.
Oh, I enjoyed it a lot. And actually, I picked up a couple of things from the callers that got like Marjorie Wildcraft. I'd almost forgotten about her. It's been a long time since I'd read her. And need to get back over to myself. But it's been fun. And I appreciate you having me on. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, that was perfect. Right in time for the music. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Alan. Say goodbye, Alan. Say goodbye, Chuck.
Be careful.
Goodbye, Chuck.
Goodbye, Chuck. We'll all say goodbye, Chuck. Have a good day, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.